Welcome back to the News Desk on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Saturday the 16th of March 2022. The Tulla County Market returns to the Tulla Courthouse this Saturday the 16th of March from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This market showcases locally grown flowers, locally grown vegetables, freshly baked goods, handmade crafts and much more. Dance Masters School of Dance are having lively Zumba classes for adults on Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Whitegate GA Hall. And it's just €7. For more information on all their classes in County Clare, check the Facebook page or phone 086 170 3053. Now for a few of the St. Patrick's Day parades on Sunday. Fecal will hold a St. Patrick's Day parade and it will be on after the 11 a.m. Mass. Floats, music, fancy dress and anyone interested in taking part are invited to gather in the school and the parade will start at 12 noon. Complimentary refreshments will be provided by the Fecal Community Council in the hall from 10:45 a.m. There'll be lots of fun and laughter for the whole family on this day of celebration. The Killaloe Ballina St. Patrick's Day Parade will leave from Ballina GA Complex at 2:15 p.m. and will finish on the green in Killaloe. They are invited to enter a float or just come along and enjoy the day. The organisers are looking for volunteers to act as stewards along the parade route. The Scariff's 35th St. Patrick's Day Parade will start with face painters in the trading post in Shumgrainy at 1 p.m. So you can get into the festive spirit on the big day. The parade will start in Shumgrainy at 3 p.m. and everyone is encouraged to come along and support them. It's always a colourful and fun community event and watch out for the Scariff Bay Community Radio float. Tulla's St. Patrick's Day Parade will start at 4:30 p.m. This year's theme is Movies and Magic. Assemble at St. McCullough's National School from 4 p.m. The entry is free. The Tulla Pipe Band will lead the parade. They would love people to send them their photos on the day. Email to tullaparade@hotmail.com and they will post them on their Facebook page, Tulla Sports and Social Club. Whitegate Camogie Club will be holding afternoon bingo on Monday next at 4 p.m. in the GA Clubhouse and all are welcome to this fun event. Tulla History Group are continuing their 2024 season with a talk next Tuesday evening, the 19th, at Tulla Courthouse at 8 p.m. John Byrne will talk on the Harry Ferguson, Ireland's greatest innovator. New members are always welcome. The East Clare Paddlers Kayak Club is holding its AGM on Tuesday, the 19th of March at 8 p.m. in the Scariff GA Hall for current and new members. Looking forward to meeting up, training, planning trips and upskilling in 2024. Everyone is welcome to join the East Clare Paddlers for some wellness on the water. Daffodil Day is a day when Ireland comes together to support cancer patients. It will be on Friday the 22nd. The Irish Cancer Society need people across the country to organise volunteers in their local community. Visit their Facebook page or website for events in your area and it's cancer.ie/Daffodil Day. In Scariff, O'Mara's Total Health Pharmacy will be hosting Daffodil Day on Friday. They have an amazing hamper up for grabs, so make sure to call into them to enter the raffle. They will have donation boxes located in the premises and would love if you could join them on the day for tea, coffee and tasty treats. By joining them in their fundraising efforts, they are ensuring that no one has to go through their lonely cancer journey on their own. And the website again is cancer.ie/Daffodil Day. The Convent Primary School in Killaloe will hold a clothes collection on Friday the 22nd and bags can be dropped to the school up to then. Items can be donated include wearable clothing items, paired shoes, handbags, belts, towels, etc. Duvets and pillows will not be accepted. The 75th Clare Drama Festival will take place from the 22nd to the 29th of March in the Scariff Community College Hall. This year it will have all the groups in the confined section as there was a shortage of the open groups. It will still have many of the familiar groups back to Scariff and promises to have a wonderful 8 nights of entertainment with a great variety of plays. A season ticket is €70, adults €12, seniors €10 and children and students €7. The adjudicator this year is Paul Brennan. Brochures are in the local shops and details on their Facebook page. Slievachty Drama Group will be performing Same Old Moon by Geraldine Aron on Tuesday the 26th, so be sure to come early and get a good seat. There are 36 full-length drama festivals on around the country with 44 drama groups competing to get to the 2024 All-Ireland Drama Festival. The 9 winners of the open section will compete in Athlone, and the 9 winners of the confined section will compete in Mount Mellick for the winning places. The standard this year will be high, so break a leg and best of luck to all involved. And for information, check the website adci.ie. That's the Amateur Drama Council of Ireland. Mount Shannon Whitegate Apostolic Work is having their annual fundraising display on Sunday the 24th of March for the missions, and it will be on in the GAA clubhouse from 11:45 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be a cake sale, craft sale, raffle, tea and coffee, and they ask the bakers among you to please donate cakes. Cakes may be left into the clubhouse from 10 a.m. on the Sunday morning. Sacred vessels and vestments may be purchased and donated to the missions in the name of a loved one, either living or dead. Details and price lists are on the church notice board. And thank you for your great support, and they're looking forward to meeting you all there to join them for a cuppa and a chat. Cunis Wellness Centre in Fecal has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. On Monday the 25th of March, there'll be mindful moments for people parenting alone with Julianne. She will also show you how herbs, reflexology, aromatherapy and meditations can help to nurture and support you as you nurture your own family. Booking is essential for all on offer, and the website is cunuscentre.com. They are a non-profit organisation who offer very good value for their therapies. The Heritage Council is now accepting applications from community groups and not-for-profit non-governmental organisations in Clare for its Community Heritage Grant Scheme 2024. A broad range of project types are eligible for funding under the scheme. Last year, 6 Clare-based projects were funded through the scheme. The grants that can be requested through the scheme range from €500 to €25,000. The closing date for application is Monday the 25th of March at 5 p.m. Applications must be made via the website heritagecouncil.ie funding grant system. And funded projects must be completed by the 15th of November 2024. Full details are available on the website. Mothers and others, Gaelic football Gatha Gaels are inviting ladies to join their open training session on Monday the 25th of March from 8:15 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in the Whitegate GAA pitch. It's open to everyone over 25 years of age and all levels of fitness. No experience is necessary. Training takes place over 12 weeks, ending in a fun social blitz in June, and the cost is €30. For more details, contact Laura O'Leary on 086 300 5138. Ballina GA Easter Camp registration is now open for boys and girls aged 6 to 13 years who wish to take part in the Easter Camp that will run in Ballina GA grounds from March 26th to the 28th, and it will be on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. Congratulations to Clare's Leah Minogue and Amber Nolan, who captured the junior ladies' doubles crown after beating their Wexford opponents in Croke Park. It took the tiebreaker to decide it, with the Clare duo winning 21-8, 14-21 and 11-5. Colin Crehan and Dermot Nash just came up short in their All-Ireland Senior Men's Final as the defending champions lost out to Cork. As handball season training-wise for the majority comes to a close, many clubs are hosting tournaments for young and adult players. Kilkishan have over the last 4 weeks held their parish leagues for children in teams from 10 to 15 years of age, and provides great fun and training. Tulla have also commenced parish league for children in mixed teams from 11 to 16 years. Tuam Graney will host an adult tournament for players within the club for the MacLeisett Cup. The cup was donated to Tuam Graney Handball Club by the late Edward MacLeisett, on whose grounds the handball alley was built, and it was the first played for in the 1949. The MacLeisett family have always had very strong ties to the handball club. Edward's son William, late son William, was honorary president for many years, a position now held by his son Cian. Recent winners of the cup were Dermot Nash, and Conor Downs is the current holder. The MacLeisett Cup is 75 years old this year, making it one of, if not the, oldest handball club tournaments in Ireland. And this year's edition takes place on the Bank Holiday Monday on the 18th of March, starting from 11 a.m. County, Munster and All-Ireland champions will be on show on Monday. And for this year, for the first time, our ladies players are included and will be looking for the first female winner of the MacLeisett Cup in its 75-year history. There'll also be a drop-down plate competition for the Fitzgerald Shield, and all support would be welcome on the day. Tuamgraney Handball's annual fundraising 10-kilometre sponsored walk or run takes place on Easter Monday, the 1st of April at 12 p.m. All support greatly appreciated and everyone is welcome to take part. The Limerick and Clare Education and Training Board, the College of FET and Scariff Library will present a collection of artwork entitled Flow from March the 12th to April the 12th in the Scariff Library Gallery. The exhibition includes exhibits by fashion design learners from College of FET Scariff and the graphic design learners from College of the FET in Ennis, and all are welcome. The Snug Cafe Wine Bar in Mount Shannon are hiring waitresses and waiters for part-time, weekends and the summer season. If interested, send your CV to thesnugpizzeria@gmail.com and you can call 061 926 826 for information. Senico are currently recruiting the following positions for their marketing site in Whitegate: buyer planner, office administrator, moulding setter and process engineer. Send your CV by email in confidence to hr@senico.com. My Next Adventure is seeking level 2 kayak instructors to join them for the upcoming summer season. Candidates will spend their day guiding visitors and locals along the waterways of Killaloe and Loch Derg, promising an abundance of fun along the way. Please send your CV to Killian@mynextadventure.ie. Bookings are now open for the 2024 season from Easter weekend. Mel White in Mount Shannon has opened her Gaia Spa, offering a wonderful selection of relaxing body treatments with something to suit everyone. She has also given 10% off all first treatments as an opening offer. You can contact her through the email, SMS or WhatsApp only. The email address is Gaia, G-A-I-A, Spa, @lakeshoreexperiences.com, and her mobile is 085-2844-755, or visit her Facebook page. And she still has some availability for the bank holiday weekend, and we wish her the very best of luck in her new venture. Tuamgraney Development Association will have Easter Bingo in the Scariff Community College on Sunday the 24th at 3 p.m. and all are welcome. And finally, wishing our Irish rugby team the very best of luck today as they take on Scotland to win the Guinness Men's Six Nations and back-to-back championship title. The news is sponsored by Leona Nails and Brow Bar in Scariff. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast read to you by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening. Take care and don't forget to smile.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff. A wet day today, Saturday, with rain extending nationwide during the morning and persisting for much of the day, highs of 9 to 13 degrees. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight, with rain becoming patchier, longer, drier spells too, but overall damp and misty, lows of 6 to 10 degrees. Tomorrow, Sunday, St Patrick's Day, will be damp and cloudy to begin, with sunny spells and scattered showers developing for the rest of the day, with some heavy ones possible. It'll be a mild day with highs of 12 to 15 degrees. Clear spells Sunday night, with outbreaks of showery rain moving eastwards overnight, with some heavy falls possible, and we'll have lows of 5 to 8 degrees. Monday will see sunny spells for most, with some well-scattered showers. A cloudier day is possible further south, with patchy rain or drizzle. It'll be mild and humid, with highs of 12 to 15 degrees. Rain clearing during Tuesday morning to leave a breezy day of sunny spells and scattered showers. Highs of 11 to 15 degrees. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.